In Alabama, four lawyers are suing to have a controversial monument to the Ten Commandments removed from the state Supreme Court building in Montgomery. Chief Justice Roy Moore placed it there as a tribute to what he calls the moral foundation of law, but two lawsuits claim it's an unconstitutional religious display. Meanwhile, some groups are arguing that if the Ten Commandments stay up, they want equal access to place their own monuments in the courthouse. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports from Montgomery.
Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore is known as the Ten Commandments Judge. As a local judge in Gadsden, Alabama, he posted a plaque of the biblical laws in his courtroom. After he was elected Chief Justice, he lived up to a campaign promise when, during a night in August, he had a 2.5-ton granite Ten Commandments monument placed in the rotunda of the Alabama Judicial Building.
Basically, it's just a monument to acknowledge a higher law and a higher authority.
Moore didn't tell his fellow justices about his plans, but he did invite cameras from the televangelist James Kennedy's Coral Ridge Ministries. The installation is part of a video that's available on the internet for a suggested donation of $19. Now, Moore is facing two federal lawsuits challenging the display. The suits say the monument violates the U.S. and state constitutions because it advances Judeo-Christian religion. One of the plaintiffs is Steve Glassroth, a criminal defense lawyer in Montgomery who has frequent business in the state judicial building.
Every time I walk in there, regardless of whether I'm going to the left, to the right, or to the elevators, I see the monument there, and it just strikes me as an absolutely inappropriate state sponsorship of a particular religious creed that I find personally offensive.
Glassroth says the Ten Commandments monument makes it appear that people going before the court might be at a disadvantage if they don't share Judge Moore's convictions.
What it sends to me is that we welcome you so long as you subscribe to the belief that we think you ought to believe.
Judge Moore denies that he's trying to force his beliefs on others. He argues that the Ten Commandments are the basis of U.S. law. Wyoming attorney Steve Melcher represents Moore.
This argument that they don't feel like they get a fair shake or don't feel like they're an accepted member of the bar or something like that is really just a smokescreen to try to extract any vestige of God or any acknowledgement of God in this nation. It's a push, it's an agenda to remove God from our American way of life.
Melcher says the Ten Commandments monument is not unconstitutional because it is not intended as a religious display.
The public acknowledgement of God is not religion. I would submit to you that God is not religion.
Well, if God isn't religion, I don't know what it is.
Robert Varley is cooperating attorney with the ACLU, which represents three of the lawyers suing to have the monument removed.
When the purpose of the display is to advocate a certain religious viewpoint, then it does violate the separation of church and state.
Some have argued that if Moore can honor his beliefs in the Alabama Judicial Building, then they should be able to install monuments reflecting differing views. The American Atheists have one ready to go. It's a 7.5-foot blue steel sculpture of the group symbol, the atom. It has two interlocking circles, one of them open to resemble an A, and a small A hanging from the middle.
This is supposed to be the A for atheists, the big one. And this A is supposed to be for America.
Retired Merchant Marine Bill Teague of Eclectic, Alabama, built the atom sculpture.
We want equal access. That's exactly what we want. And I think this thing looks just as good as that old rock sitting there. Huh? Of course, God made the rock, I made this.
Justice Moore has rejected the atheist's request to put the atom sculpture in the judicial building, just as he turned away a group of black lawmakers who wanted to install a monument to Martin Luther King, Jr. Moore said the King monument didn't fit with the theme of the moral foundation of law. But he later put up a small plaque with quotes from King and Frederick Douglass that he said were more in context with his display. Moore has traveled across the country to promote similar displays. Most recently, he appeared at a rally in Chattanooga, Tennessee, where county commissioners have voted to post the Ten Commandments at the county courthouse. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Montgomery, Alabama.